Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
Alrighty, howdy folks. Today we're talking about what is the most important thing to do every single day to ensure that you quit porn in the fastest way possible, guaranteed. So what I often teach is that there are a thing called the 4 R's, and then we teach in our program. And these 4 R's are critical to your recovery, because if you do them every day, it will guarantee that you'll have success. And those 4 R's are renew, relate, replace, and reflect. And one of these is the secret sauce. One of these is the most powerful and most effective way to beat porn. And let's just do a brief overview of them, okay? So renew is every morning renewing your determination to quit porn and reminding yourself about why you're doing this, so that it's not just about a willpower issue. It's not just pushing yourself through the habit because you've tried that before and it doesn't work. And the second one, which is to relate with somebody. So connecting with a human being, and this is powerful because porn addiction feeds off of isolation and it dies in connection and connecting with people. And that's why relating is so important. The third R is replacing, okay? Replacing is doing a specific activity or project that you are excited about that replaces the need for porn, because every time you have a little downtime or you're stressed or any of the reasons that you use porn, the first thought you have is not, I want to go escape, but rather I want to work on this particular activity or event or anything like that that gets you excited and genuinely replaces the artificial thrill of porn. Okay, so that's number 3. Number 4 R is to reflect. And this is critical because it's the daily action of, at the end of the day, reflecting. How did I feel today? What was my emotional state of being? Because emotional awareness is a critical part of porn addiction. It's why some people get more addicted than other people. It's why some people are more susceptible to addiction and violence and all that good stuff. So if you have high emotional awareness, you will not need porn anymore, because you'll understand the root cause more easily. And this is essentially what our program is about, is helping people get to the root cause and replacing that need through all these R's. But there is one of these 4 R's that I mentioned that is the most powerful from what I have observed in the men that I work with, but also in my own bloody life. I'm going to tell you a story about my own experience quitting porn that's going to hopefully help shed light on which of these 4 is the secret sauce. My porn addiction, I brought into my marriage after being clean for 3 years before marriage, found my wife, got married, was clean for about a year into our marriage, and then very quickly relapsed and had strong urges to go back to porn, and I did. And I didn't tell my wife for a long time, for years actually. And I was living in shame and guilt and remorse and torment for years. Even after having our son, our first child, I thought, you know what? After I have my kid, that'll be it. He's my boy. He's my son. I'm going to give up porn. And guess what? It didn't happen. It didn't work. I put another artificial milestone in my life, a roadblock, a self-imposed roadblock, because I was thinking, when I have a kid, when I get married, when this happens, when I get that job in New York, which I did, when I move to Japan, which I did, then I'll give up porn because I will just be too busy and too excited. So none of that worked. And fast forward to many years of keeping the secret in my relationship, I kind of built a pattern around my porn habit. And this is something that I know you can relate to. I kind of built a pattern of every time that we were arguing, every time we were fighting or disagreeing with each other, and our relationship wasn't good, I would act out and watch porn. Without fail, I kid you not, as soon as I could, I would escape and I would try to go back to watch porn. Now, there are a few reasons for this. There's the stress that is the main trigger of this relationship. And that's the thing that I had to deal with. But also there's something much, much deeper that I realized. And that is, now I'm gonna get a little bit sappy here. I'm gonna talk about lovey-dovey stuff because I haven't figured out a way to phrase this in a way that doesn't talk about love. But as a man of faith, as a religious person, I resonate a lot with love. And I think love is the only thing that we take with us into the afterlife. And it's the only thing that really matters ultimately. So I thought this was really interesting, that every time I was having tension in my relationship, I would watch porn. I would try to escape that tension. So I found that interesting. I tried to really dig deep into myself and ask, why is that? Why is that? And I realized over time, over years of keeping this exact same pattern, the exact same rhythm for years, the real reason was that I didn't feel loved in those moments. I didn't feel like I was accepted. I didn't feel like I was appreciated. I didn't feel like I was lovable. Because up until now in our marriage, the only source of love in my life, the only source of connection I felt in my life was through my wife. Which is a good thing on the surface. But the reality is my wife is not perfect. She is not an unconditionally unending loving person. She has her times of the month. She has her ups and downs. She has her frustrating moments. She has her temper. She has all these, you know, shortcomings that we all have. And if I rely solely on one person as a source of being filled up and feeling connected and feeling loved, then I'm doomed to fail because that is a fundamental quality in everyone's life that we need and we thrive of, is feeling filled up, feeling connected. You see where I'm going with this? There's another story of a guy who I work with, who was constantly angry at his family members, at his parents, at his friends, when they would disappoint him, when they would not trust him, and they would always tell him to do this and do this. And I helped him peel back the layers and help him figure out why. I asked him, why do these people anger him? And he's like, well, because they do things that I don't like. They say things that I don't like. So that's a surface level emotion, is you feel frustrated at someone because of something they did. It's a natural response, but underneath that, there's a lot more going on. So I helped him dig it up a little bit. And he realized through kind of going back and tracing it back and asking why do I feel that? Why do I feel these emotions? He traced it back to childhood. And he realized that, you know what? My parents were very, very trusting people. They gave me free will. They gave me freedom to make my own decisions, to make my own mistakes. That's how I grew up. And whenever people don't give me trust and control, I get angry. And I said, okay, there you go. That's a deeper, deep-seated emotion that you're feeling, is you're feeling angry because you're trying to be controlled. You don't like that. What is it actually saying? What he realized is that he grew up his entire life receiving the love of trust from people around him. And he values that trust so much so that when he feels untrusted, he feels unloved. He is not appreciated. And that's the underlying emotion that he came to the conclusion of. And the response that you have to that emotion of feeling unloved is usually anger. That's the surface level mood that you experience. But the underlying emotion is, this person doesn't love me. And that's a very, very stressful state to be in. So one guy in particular helped him peel back the layers and figure out, why is it that you feel so much shame around your porn? Well, really, it comes down to how you were raised. Really, it comes down to how you received love as a child and throughout your entire life as you grew up. And this guy in particular recognized that he grew up in a very traditional religious home, that if he did everything right, he was approved of. If he did anything wrong, he was disapproved of. People were upset at him. He was banished. So imagine growing up in that kind of environment where anytime you do something wrong, imagine the backlash you get. Whether it's right or wrong doesn't matter. What does that say to you as an individual is that if you make a mistake, people will get angry at you. You see where we're going? So this dichotomy that people grow up, many of us grow up in, is if I do X, Y, and Z, I'm good. I'm approved of. If I do other things, otherwise I'm disapproved of and I am not loved. If you grew up with this kind of dichotomy going on, then you will always try to put on a face and you'll be unable to live with integrity. And the opposite of integrity is shame and justification. And the only way to eliminate shame, guys, is what? It's to bring it out in the open. And it's instantaneous, guys. If people are making fun of you at school, right? And you just say, oh yeah, cover your face and wear makeup or whatever. But the best way to eliminate that shame is just to accept it and be like, yeah, so what? It's like, yeah, I'm overweight. So what? Yeah, I've got this issue. So what? And what's your point? I'm working on it. That's the only way to eliminate shame, is to bring it out in the open. And when you do that, your brain has no other direction than to submit. This is really powerful stuff, is when you get rid of the shame, you actually get rid of one of the primary roadblocks that's keeping you from quitting porn. Because your brain is constantly telling you, through shame,
hey, you're a piece of shit, you know that? Because you have all these things that you try to live up to, all these values. But you know what? You're a piece of garbage because you can't do that. You're a hypocrite.
That's what your brain is telling you. It's a shame-induced habit. Because what's the easiest way to escape? Shame. It's more porn. Shame is a terrible, terrible thing to keep it with you. And you don't need it. You can literally decide today to let it out in the open. I have people all the time who join our program who have never told anybody about their habit ever in their entire life. And I'm the very first person they ever had the confidence and courage to tell about their habit. You know what happens when you do that? You get rid of the shame. You realize, oh, I'm not the only one. In fact, I'm actually brave. Did you know, like, you're actually brave to be one of the very small percentage of people on planet Earth that's doing something about this. And actually, you should be proud of yourself for not just sitting on your hands and waiting for life to happen to you, not to be proud of your addiction, like a lot of people who are living in denial, but to be proud that you're deciding to do something about this. I don't know if you're a person of faith. I don't know what your beliefs are. But if there's a God and God is watching you, and you're deciding to do something, you're deciding to live in integrity and with confidence, I'm pretty sure God would be proud of you. I'm pretty sure your parents, they would say, hey, Good for you. You're doing the best thing. You're a good person. You're a good man. I'm pretty sure your wife or your partner, if you gave them some time to think about it and talk about it and reflect about it, I'm pretty sure she would say, you know what? Good for you. When typically when people, women, parents, whoever, are not educated about porn addiction and they don't know how to react or how to support, that's when they react negatively. But that's a different conversation. What I'm talking about is you don't need to live in shadow anymore. You don't need porn. In fact, you can decide today to quit porn and that's it. Because it's your decision to keep porn. It's your decision to launch the browser. It's your decision to watch porn. It's also your decision to start. And there's no reason you can't. And if you say,
my brain is, you know, so bad, it's so, I need to detox. I need to wean off of this thing. It's going to take a gradual amount of effort and so much effort.
Okay, well, listen to that and say, why? Challenge that. The reason you haven't changed your behavior is because your beliefs haven't changed. Some people can have an instantaneous change just because they realize something that they didn't know before. And that is what growth is. And when you do that, you will have victory. It's not that hard. It's literally just a decision you make. What is the most important thing that you do every single day to guarantee you quit porn? It's to connect with somebody, an individual, that is going to help you feel filled, appreciated, loved, and accepted. That's the most important thing. You will not need porn and you will feel less susceptible to acting out because you will be filled up. That's the key. That's the secret sauce. And so that makes it more clear as to what kind of connections you should have. When we're talking about the four R's, the second one, relate. That's the one. But I'm not talking about just relating to anybody because sometimes people say like, oh, I'm going to relate to my best friend on Discord through chat while we're playing video games. Like, no. That's not relating with someone. You have to have a point of connection every day, even if it's short, even if it's 5 minutes, where you connect with somebody in a genuine way, someone that you love, somebody that you respect, somebody that you trust. And when you do that, my friends, then you won't need porn anymore. So why exactly is it so powerful to connect with somebody and what actually needs to happen? Basically, when you get in the habit of being honest with somebody about yourself, about your emotional state of being, and you realize that you're still accepted and loved regardless of those dark secrets. That is what acceptance is. That is what grace is. That is what forgiveness and unconditional love is. Is when you can tell somebody, hey, like, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes and I'm growing. And this is what I was feeling today. And when you really show yourself like that to somebody, you realize, wow, I'm actually more loved than I thought. That's it. And that's why I mentor guys. It's because I try to connect with them. I try to help them feel like, hey, it's okay. You make mistakes. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect either. And that's fine. We're growing. And when you grow, you have progress. That's what it takes to quit porn, right? So I'm not saying that you have to like go out and share all your porn secrets with people, anybody all the time, every day. No, I'm not saying that. What I often say is you can quit porn. You can address your porn habit without ever talking about porn. There's always something more to learn about yourself. And when you do that enough, when you peel back the layers enough, guess what happens, guys? Your brain has no other direction than to submit. Because your brain is trying to constantly justify reasons to keep porn with you. So the only way to beat your brain is to fight logic with logic. And when you wake up the next day, you will feel better. You will not have that itch to go back to porn because you will know for a fact that you don't need porn. You will know for a fact that this is a lie and a fallacy that your brain has been telling you for years and years and you gave it up, all right? Okay, so an action you can take today is write down and figure out who can I connect with every day? Every day, you need a plan to connect with someone. You do. You need it. And don't think for a second that it's difficult or going to be hard because it's just what you need. The reason you have a porn habit is because you're not connecting with someone every day. You need to have the habit of connection. So figure out who can I connect with every day and make a freaking plan and figure out what can I share with them. Because every day, guys, you go through lots of emotions. So you always have an opportunity to figure out, how am I feeling today? What's going on with me? And usually what people do is they try to escape from those emotions. That's what's dangerous. You never figured out why you're feeling this emotion and you always stuffed it down with more screens and more supernormal stimulus. And if you do that over and over again over a long period of time, you will develop a dependency and you will be numb to your emotions. And that's what you are right now. You've got to figure out why you're feeling this, write it down, tell somebody, connect with somebody. And that's the secret sauce. Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally used to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.